Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the hosts of the 2028 European Championships were formally announced at a UEFA meeting in Switzerland this morning.
First of all, I would like to congratulate both bidders. Hard work. I know that it was not easy for you. But when I saw the presentations today, I really enjoyed. I enjoyed in both presentations. I actually felt for a second that the Euro has already started. So congratulations to all. And now the host for the UEFA Euro 2028 is United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland.
And that was the UEFA president, Alexander Šeferin, making the announcement that the United Kingdom and Ireland will host the 2028 European Championships. That was a short while ago. It was also announced that Italy and Turkey would be joint hosts for the tournament in 2032. Gavin Cooney, sports writer and podcast host with the42.ie, is at UEFA headquarters in Neon and he joins me now. Gavin, good morning.
Hey Claire, how are things?
Good. So we knew it was coming, but it's a great moment to hear it there because the bid was unopposed. It was a foregone conclusion. Will you just tell us what it was like there this morning around that announcement?
Yeah, so it was pretty low key. Obviously, there wasn't we didn't have the thrill of competition or votes or anything along those lines as it was unopposed. So it was pretty low key. Like UEFA often drag these big announcements out, but there was no bells and whistles to that announcement. There was Alexander Šeferin, the UEFA president, standing on the stage. Legs apart in that kind of Tory power stance is what it reminded me of.
Okay.
And then as you heard almost the entirety of his speech there. I hope he has more enthusiasm for the tournament than comes across in his voice.
Well, now he said he was very excited when he saw the presentation and he felt like Euro 2028 had already started.
I mean, fair play to him.
I believed it.
Not sure it really came across in his voice, but nonetheless, so there wasn't much excitement among the media here in Geneva. It's a gorgeous building looking out over Lake Geneva, but they have put the journalists in the basement. we watched along and
right spot for you
for a couple of interviews. I mean, look, that's definitely what UEFA would say. So, look, it was always a formality, but the FAI delegation flew in yesterday. They met the executives from the other four FAs, and they were up last night doing rehearsals through their pitch and their presentation for UEFA's executive committee. They talked about having to go through the full process. It reminded you of a football manager talking about going away to San Marino and saying that we need to be professional here and do the job because it's as much of a foregone conclusion as that kind of thing is.
Mm-hmm. And we also had then the announcement about the 2032 tournament that got official approval.
Yeah, that got official approval as well. So initially it was Turkey up against Ireland for Euro 2028, but UEFA seemed to be following what we've seen with FIFA and the IOC around no loser bids, so everyone can be accommodated in some sense. So the Turkey and Italy bid will go for 2032. We might hear later on as to how that will work. I had heard that one solution that might be found for that tournament is the group stage are in one country and then the knockouts move to another. So we'll have to wait and see because UEFA's own rules state that co-hosts are meant to share a border and they don't necessarily say land borders. So maybe that's how they get that through the rules.
So now, is this a bit like when in the past we were good at winning the Eurovision and when the results would come through, everyone would go, oh no, how are we going to pay for this? Because somebody has to pay for the refurbishment of Casement Park.
Yeah. That's a big question mark over the bid. I mean, the latest estimates on that are pushing it up nearly to 200 million euro, and the GAA is so far not budging beyond their commitment to 15 million pounds. Casement Park wouldn't have been included in the bid if all parties were not sure that the funding would be forthcoming and that the ground would be built. And the UK government have said something, have effectively said said things to that effect, that Chris Heaton-Harris, the Northern Ireland secretary, had told the BBC back in May that we'll find the money, don't worry. So the bulk of it seemingly will come from Westminster. I know Leo Varadkar had suggested that it would be proper for Dublin to contribute some of the funding to the rebuilding of that as well. But it has been beset by planning delays. They've kind of cleared that hurdle, but now there will be political issues in Northern Ireland as well. So the DUP were out last week saying that they don't approve of state funding going to the refurbishment of Casement Park, when there's, you know, funding needed for schools and hospitals and so forth. So we'll have to wait and see on that one, Claire.
Okay, so but that Casement Park is, the prediction is, or the expectation is, that it will be a big part of Euro 2028. 5 games there.
Yeah, exactly. So there's, 6 games in Dublin, 6 games in Scotland, 6 games in Wales, and then 5 games in Northern Ireland, 4 group games and a last 16 games. So yeah, that's an integral part of the bid. But if it's not built, Clare, then Northern Ireland will be in this bizarre scenario in which there'll be tournament co-hosts that don't have a tournament game to host, because mm-hmm. there is no other stadium in the north that meets the requirement. Every ground at this tournament has to have at least 30,000 seats in it for fans. So if Casement doesn't get built, those games will have to go somewhere else.
Now, last week when we heard about this being on the cards, that we were going to be unopposed with the United Kingdom for this tournament, I asked you, would they let us play? And I think there's a bit more clarity around that now as to whether Ireland would get a hospital pass.
It's not fully confirmed yet. We might find later today. It may be a case where UEFA don't confirm it for another few weeks, to be honest. But my understanding is that the bid presented their solution for qualifying to UEFA this morning. My understanding is that there'll be 2 spots ring-fenced for co-hosts. So everyone will take part in qualifying as normal, as if they weren't co-hosts. And then the 2 highest-ranked sides who are co-hosts who don't qualify through the traditional means will get in. So it remains to be seen how that is sorted out. I think UEFA may have their own interpretation of that, or how they want to run it, and ultimately they'll have the final say because it's their tournament. But we have a strong chance of getting here.
And listen, just in terms of how exciting this is for football fans, I'm just looking at some of the stats. There'll be 3 million tickets available. You'll have more fans than ever attending, because the average stadia capacity is 58,000 people, and so many more people taking part in the fan park experience as well. For you and for people who love football, how big a deal is this?
Look, it is a big deal. It's a major event. I mean, it's the third largest sporting event in the world, according to the FAI's press release today. But I think the FAI will have to sell it to their own constituencies, really. Like, they've done a great job in getting the bid over the line and coming to Switzerland and putting on the right presentation. You know, there's football people across the country who are burned by this in the past. You know, like, Ireland were meant to host Euro 2020. Daly Mount Park was meant to be redeveloped as one of its legacy projects. And the final bit of planning permission for Daly Mount was only granted this week. So that's the key part, really, is that, like, the football facilities in Ireland are generally in rag order, and they need serious investment. Now, the FAI said today that this tournament can be a catalyst for that government investment, and there's a legacy fund from which the FAI will get just over 6 million euro for the development of the game here. So, you know, this is a major event. It's only 6 games. It's not enormous, but it's still significant for Ireland. But it's just, you know, the people involved in football day to day, be it as a volunteer, a fan or a player or in whatever capacity, have had to put up for too long with ramshackle facilities. And the FAI need to sell this to them as to how this is going to improve their lives.
All right. Good point, Gavin. Well made. Thank you very much. Gavin Cooney there from the 42.ie, speaking to us from UEFA HQ in Switzerland.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.